You're listening to Passage, Paragraph, and Prayer, a bi-weekly devotional podcast. Thanks for joining me. I'm Pastor Nathan Biebert, and today we're looking at Genesis 3, verses 22 to 23. Listen to Genesis 3, verses 22 to 23. And the Lord God said, "Behold, mankind has become like one of us, knowing good and evil. And now, lest they stretch out their hand and take also from the tree of life, and eat, and live forever." So the Lord God banished them from the Garden of Eden. As we considered earlier, Satan's lies are often half-truths. He had tempted Eve by saying that when she ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, she would be like God, knowing good and evil. That was not all lie. The lie was implied that knowing good and evil would be good for them. God could know good and evil without the evil corrupting him in any way. Mankind could not. Now, here they are, corrupted by the evil that they have come to know from experience. God has to carry out one more act of discipline that will be for their own good. The original purpose of the tree of life was apparently to confirm man in the possession of imperishable physical life, and finally to make physical death impossible. This would not have taken place in a magical way, but in a sort of sacramental manner, by the power of God's word and promise connected with that tree, namely, by God's naming it the tree of life. But now, God did not want mankind to live on forever in their sin-enslaved condition. So he banished them from the garden so that this could never happen. Let's pray. You took a beautiful home and surroundings and a beautiful gift in the tree of life away from Adam and Eve, Lord, out of love for them. Help us to realize still today that when you deprive us of good things, you do so not out of hatred, but you rather always have our eternal welfare and salvation in mind. In Jesus' name we ask this. Amen. Passage, Paragraph, and Prayer is a podcast of Trinity Evangelical Lutheran Church in Winter, South Dakota. To learn more about Trinity's ministry, or to provide feedback about the content of this podcast, you can email me at trinitylutheransd@gmail.com, or you can visit our website at www.trinitylutheransd.org. Until next time, thanks for listening.